Art of Molecule Podcast.
Engineering Life and Us.
Michelle, you know that our project L and Us is part of what we call the Art of Molecule concept at our NCCR in Basel. And Art of Molecule is basically an ethical framework which is trying to help us bridge the communication gap between the sciences and the public especially. So your project hopefully will be seen by a lot of people, old ones, young ones, healthy ones, sick ones, and your project should move people around to ask questions about this research.
Yeah. There is always again the stem cell question, you know, how how dangerous are they, and it's a very, very big part of your research, but they are also extremely important. So again, I think the important thing is what can EL improve, and not just what research. The research is endless, and they can have it in writing, and we can do this. But what actually, and by when, can we take advantage of? And this is the question that I also ask all the scientists. So, by the way, when? Well, we don't know yet. It's the legal. It's also big pharma, you know. Who is going to take advantage? You do the research. Governments are paying, and the individuals are paying for your research. People like me are giving their time, and many other people.
Tax money is involved.
An enormous amount of money goes into research, and then who is going to profit is big pharma. Once it can be applied, and then also can it be democratically applied now? Who is the first one who's going to be half man, half... So, again, we talk about ethics, and I don't... Again, there is this picture that I... It's like the robot and God touching each other. We are connected to a part of divinity, because we are trying to create a master being that's still not for you and me, and not the next generation either. I think cloning is very, very close, but independent cloning, that we will be independent thinking creatures, is still very, very far away, and this goes back now again to the ethical question: where are we coming from and where are we going? And I think the really fascinating part of molecular science, how far can it go? Or how far are we willing to take it, and how far am I willing to take it in my art project, because I can go anywhere, I can really go like... But you know, when we look at Kubrick from 1968-67, that went very, very quick, and Kubrick with 2001 was extremely accurate. And we have HAL talking back to us today. We have Siri. Siri is answering the question. Siri is not controlling us, but Siri is there, and Siri asked me a question if she hears me talking. Oh, by the way, can I help you? And engineering life will, my system will be attached to a chip in a computer, an animal get an impulse, and that impulse, and we are almost there. Can say, okay, by the way, let's upgrade this. I have another problem in my hip now. Now, you will be able to, in a year from now, give me an hip. By the way, check it, and why don't we take care of this? And I think this is what's really incredible. Do you know what I tell my wife all the time? I would love to be pain-free just one day, because I really had a lot of crazy sports injuries, and I'm in constant pain. Mm-hmm. But I live with it really well. Mm-hmm. I don't take any medication at all. I don't even take an aspirin. So I've lived with, for me to be able to be pain-free, that would be incredible. For me, the pain-free would mean that the only way I could have no pain is by eradicating poverty, because psychological pain is more distressing than physical pain. What you see on television in the last several months, and I just watched the Stanford experiments, you know, how human beings can turn evil. I think if we can be pain-free and along that process also eliminate poverty, and if engineering life, and this is the ethical question. I know that a few people that we all know, that you and me know and I know, that have great wealth and great possibilities, they can, even many in their lifetime, almost live like this. We can, but you know, even Steve Jobs had to go. And I had the great luxury of meeting him. And so we are dealing with divinity. That's why I'm so fascinated by showing this in Vatican City. Because
but you know, there are some people who are saying that what we in our research project are doing is we're playing God,
exactly,
messing around with the cells and synthetic cells and stuff like that. What do you think? Is that a dangerous thing we're doing there? Is it correct? Is it good that we're playing God?
Well, we are still under the assumption we are created by God. No. We do not know, and it's the great question of the universe, and is there something divine? Is there a divine power? There is definitely a power between good and bad, because we all have good and evil, and we have a conscience. So I think we need to use every possibility to create a better life for each other, which I think is very important. And I mean that totally non-political. You know, now we have a lot of wars, and you know, incredibly enough, during COVID-19, nature has profited greatly. Our jet stream has about 22%, 30% of, almost 40% of less pollution. Mm-hmm. Dolphins are swimming in the canals of Venice. The Earth's vibration is 20% less. So nature is all powerful. And we were messing with nature too long, and we need our duty is to help nature, is to support nature. And engineering life is being given by our brain and our, I said, the future of the world is collective thinking. The future is to put great minds together and collaborations. And I have really noticed this in the last 3 or 4 years, and I've noticed it a lot in the last 3 months, how collective minds have come together and trying to develop a vaccine so quick, we're almost there. When we want something, we can do it, and we should really, I mean, Bill Gates has done incredible steps trying to eradicate poverty. Warren Buffett is willing to give his whole fortune to the Gates Foundation. And making a better life for mankind, and that's really engineering life. We have athletes that have artificial limbs. This is engineering life. This is robotics. We have the possibility to work on our brains, to make implants, to reduce pain. As you know, that's engineering life. We do not need morphine anymore. We can. I had a broken back, and I got tiny chips that neutralized my spine, and I was practically pain-free. This is part of engineering life. I did not operate. I tried to strengthen my core and my body. So we need to listen to nature. We need to listen to our scientists and work hand in hand. Contemporary art is becoming a major force of connectability. Mm-hmm. You know, there are several artists that are really helping the environment or embracing the environment. Olaf Olofsson is working in very similar fields than I do in a different way. We have other artists that are very outspoken, like Marina Abramović, that has incredible messages for people. We have crazy artists that just make us happy by creating cartoons and by creating in very, very beautiful environments. We have Team Labo created in Japan, and Team Labo is really fucking with our brain, and basically you enter a world and you have an art installation that basically grows around us, with children drawing and the computer reading the children's drawing, that becomes a living art installation. Team Labo is connected to your brain and my brain and my kid's brain and my friend's brain, and creating environmental art. Mm-hmm. So we have the possibility to use molecular science and to use the land we are living on to, like, transforming the land, transforming our body, transforming technology into something that science fiction was talking about, that is really real today.
But, you know, then there comes along this virus called COVID-19, and it seems like everything falls apart. All these huge successes that you just mentioned, scientific ones, artistic ones, as good as they may be, but COVID-19 all of a sudden showed us our boundaries, didn't it?
I think it's just the opposite. I think what I understand from Caltech and from people I know in science and people that are also in finance, there are always people that profit from this time. And great brains, we are now creating augmented reality, AR. So basically you can go in the countryside and you put on a pair of glasses and you see a virtual art installation that we could just imagine in our mind. We have a virtual art Basel. We have things that nobody thought would be able to be done. Everything is virtual. I'm working on a virtual installation for one of my exhibitions that I was supposed to be in November this year. And I'm now trying to do it virtually, to start presenting the project in November virtually, and you will see it. And the technology that is available to us, if we use it, is incredible. So I think this time, we did not waste time traveling. We did not create our carbon footprints were reduced by force. And many people put on their thinking caps. And I think any kind of disaster brings out genius. I saw a picture of Monet. Monet painted the water lilies during lockdown on the Spanish flu. He was condemned to his studio. He did the biggest murals that he never had time during the Spanish flu, the biggest paintings he ever did. So, for me, this was an incredible time. Mm-hmm. And I think probably my most productive time ever were the last 4 months. And I worked with you, I worked with my partners on the Syria border. They are actually opening up the Syrian border for our project for the very first time, because the Syrians noticed that this is the beginning of the Mesopotamia. So the borders are opening up for art's sake. You will see what we'll be able to do. So I think if we embrace the time and not say, okay, now we can just relax, great things will come about.
So you're an optimist through and through, right?
No, I'm not an optimist. I believe in the power of positive thinking. I think, you know, look what Obama was able to do in 8 years. And look at the disaster Trump is able to do in 4 years. He undid everything America has been standing for since Martin Luther King and Abraham Lincoln. He destroyed the country in less than 4 years. Now we need to start rebuilding everything. So I think we are at an incredible moment in time.
Art of Molecule Podcast.
Engineering Life and Us.